Hi, Daphne. Sit down.
John Mari last month met Daphne, a black and white pointer mix who was squirming with excitement.
Good girl. Me and her are going to make a great couple. She's perfect for me. She's going to keep me straight.
Mari has been in and out of jail for the last 2 years on drug possession and theft charges. Until the end of July, he and Daphne will spend almost every hour with each other as part of a new rehabilitation program here at the Fulton County Jail. Dogs like Daphne are said to be euthanized by Fulton County, but under this program, dogs are paired with inmates like Mari who will take care of and train them so they can be adopted.
Any inmate is lucky and, to be able to enter such a program and, help a dog out, because if anybody understands a dog, it's one of us inmates.
But it's not just the dogs that benefit. Jails across the country have found dogs can actually reduce the recidivism or reoffense rates of inmates. There are about 25 programs nationwide and 3 here in Georgia. In Chatham County in southeast Georgia, the recidivism rate dropped considerably since the program started last year. Lieutenant Robert Brooks coordinates the program.
We have had 35 inmates come through the program within that 1 year, and of those 35 inmates, only 4 have returned to jail.
Without the program, he says the number would be more like 17 inmates.
It has really made an impact because these guys get in here and they get attached to the animal and they bond with it, and there's someone else counting on them to make a good decision.
30 miles northeast of Atlanta, Gwinnett County Jail's program has been going on for 3 years. Inmate Jeremy Knittle holds his 6-month pup, who he named Megan Miller Blossom.
This is my girl. She's spoilt rotten.
This is Knittle's 4th dog in the program. He hasn't been released since being booked once for violating his parole and twice for theft by taking. He says the dogs challenge him.
One of the biggest problems I guess a lot of people in here will face is a lack of patience. And you get a dog especially like this, or one of the difficult ones, you can't help but to learn how to apply some patience.
Deputy Stephanie Martinez-Pierres, who oversees the program, says that patience, among other things, is what the dogs can teach inmates.
They learn to have unconditional love for something. And some of them haven't experienced that before or had something love them in that way, like a dog loves you.
Gwinnett County doesn't track recidivism rates in the program because it's a holding facility and some inmates go on to prison, but she talks about the behavioral changes she sees.
The guys in the unit are a lot less depressed. They have more, like, hope for each day. They get up and they have a purpose.
She says over the last 3 years, there have been virtually no fights in the unit, something that happens regularly at the jail. To date, 400 inmates have gone through the program and about 150 dogs have been adopted, several by inmates after they've been released. Back in Fulton County, inmate John Mari's dog, Daphne, could be up for adoption in about 3 weeks.
Seeing Daphne going a good home and not being euthanized, because, man, every dog has, like people, dogs have characters, and they deserve a chance.
As for Mari, he says he wants a better future and hopes Daphne will help him gain responsibility and, quote, get back to the fundamentals of life. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.